This is Ozarks at Large. Monday is the deadline to register to vote in the general election. Registration is generally a brief process. However, it can take a bit longer for Arkansans with a felony on the record. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Arkansans convicted of a felony can have their voting rights restored under certain conditions. They must have been discharged from probation or parole, paid all probation or parole fees, satisfied all terms of imprisonment, and paid all applicable court costs, fines, or restitution. Josh Bridges, election systems analyst at the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, says once someone meets all of this criteria, they have to obtain proof to register to vote.
Basically, once you're scot-free, in a sense, and all those things are met, you can obtain paperwork from, typically it's your probation or parole officer can help you and guide you with getting the proper paperwork you need. Once you have that documentation, all you have to do is go to the county clerk's office, show it to them, fill out a voter registration application, and at that point you should be good to go.
Bridges says when someone is convicted of a felony, that information is transmitted to his office and then to all of the state's county clerks who will remove convicted voters from the rolls. Bridges says the information is distributed monthly.
They'll put that information into the system, and if that person's a registered voter, their record will pop up, and at that point they can be removed. The reason for removal is logged, and then there is also a court docket number that's put into the system, so that can also be referred back to. That comes in handy, especially when it comes to putting people back into the system that wish to register to vote again.
According to the Secretary of State's office, from January 1st through December 31st of 2019, 2,605 registrants were removed for being convicted felons. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, it has become common practice in the U.S. to make felons ineligible to vote, but state approaches to the matter vary. For example, felons in Maine and Vermont never lose the right to vote, even while they're incarcerated. In 11 states, felons lose their voting rights indefinitely for some crimes, or require a governor's pardon in order for voting rights to be restored, face an additional waiting period after completion of sentence, this includes parole and probation, or require additional action before voting rights can be restored. Bridges says there's not a waiting period in Arkansas, but the hardest part of restoring voting rights can be obtaining the necessary paperwork.
We had somebody that inquired with our office not too long ago. Their parole officer had retired, I believe, or had moved on to another job. So that's kind of our blind spot as far as who specifically do you need to go and talk to other than your parole or probation officer. So if that kind of is not an option for you, I would recommend maybe speaking with the Department of Correction or Department of Community Correction. One of the state entities such as that, they may be able to guide you a little bit more than our office could.
Kaleem Nazim was released from prison in 2018 after being incarcerated for 28 years. The Jonesboro resident was sentenced to life without parole at the age of 17. In 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down laws that impose a mandatory sentence of life without parole for juveniles convicted of murder. In 2016, the court decided the ruling could be applied retroactively, which impacted Nazim. When he was released 2 years ago, he says he didn't have a probation officer or have to pay fees, so the process for registering to vote was smoother for him than it can be for others.
By me having the papers on hand, it was a more smoother transition, and also by me knowing the law, because a lot of people, just don't know that they are eligible to vote, because the myth is out there, if you have a felony or have had a felony, that you're not eligible to vote, and that's just not true. Now, it's a process that you do have to go through, but once you understand the process and the proper avenues to take, it's a pretty straightforward process. But I think one of the biggest barriers on getting guys registered to vote is the belief that they can't vote.
Even for Arkansans who do know the law, the process of obtaining the proper paperwork can be a barrier.
You have some guys who are have been released in 1990, but still are on parole. So when they do exhaust their parole, then they have to, backtrack, to the unit they was released from then there might be inadequate files on record and things of that nature. So it's a process, but sometimes it can be more overwhelming than people are willing to go through. So a lot of times, in my opinion, that's why guys, you know, forsake their vote, because they don't want to go through the long process of being restored.
Because Nazim was convicted before he turned 18, he was never registered to vote. 2018 was the first time he registered and the first time he cast a ballot. But 2020 will be the first time he gets to participate in a presidential election.
Over the years, you know, I used to always think about freedom, you know, what my freedom looked like. One of the pivotal definitions of freedom to me was, you know, being able to vote, being able to be an active representative and, you know, in my community. So it was important for me to go ahead and get registered to vote and then vote that next election cycle. Now this election cycle is going to be my first presidential race that I'm allowed to vote in. So I'm very excited and enthusiastic about that also.
Nazim has been able to help with voter education efforts through his work with the Arkansas chapter of the Poor People's Campaign. While Nazim was able to register and vote without any issues, he says the process to restore voting rights is not a fair one.
Because when a person is released from prison or exhausts whatever fines that they have, then they shouldn't have to go through a process. They should have to go through the same process that any ordinary citizen have to go through who have never had a felony. If you're able to just go down there and register, a person who has had a felony should be able to go down there and register. Because I just have a thing that if we want people to be better, we gotta treat them better. If you want a person to be act like a role model citizen within society, then we have to be role models to them also. And we can't afford to allow someone to have a scarlet letter on the rest of their life every time they want to apply for a job, a vote, and things of that nature. We are putting them through a different set of standards.
The Pulaski County Circuit and County Clerk's Office has created a brochure with information about steps to take for restoring your voting rights and expunging your record. You can find it online by searching for Restoration of Voting Rights in Arkansas. We'll also share a link on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And Monday is the deadline for all Arkansans to register to vote. You can check your voter registration status at voterview.ar-nova.org.